Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova Williams with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. This is a special podcast because if you read the title, this is the verdict of Anthony Carmelo Anthony. I wanted to do this podcast and I wanted to do it right after the verdict. I wanted to do this because I think there's a lot we need to talk about. First, of course, I think everybody will listen to my podcast, support and be rocking with me. So, of course, I'm going to throw that out, but let's get right to it. So today the verdict came in after a little under 3 hours of deliberation. The jury came back guilty of murder. Now, they gave him three options. One was murder, one was manslaughter, and the other was not guilty. Now, murder is pretty much premeditated. You knew what you're going to do. You went there with that intent. You murdered somebody. Manslaughter is pretty much, you know, in the heat of the moment, something happened, you did it, but it wasn't something you planned on doing before. And then, of course, not guilty is that pretty much they believe the self-defense plea. So those are the three things that the jury was allowed to vote on as far as their verdict. There was nothing else. It was just the murder charge. That was it. Those three things. And they came back with murder. Now you have a lot of people on the internet going crazy. I see people defending him, and, you know, all these false things, pictures going around, memes. It's crazy. But I want to talk about something that's a little deeper than this. Now, I personally think murder is the right one. I do. Now, we don't know why he did it. We don't know why he felt he needed to carry a knife. We don't understand why. We don't know why. Like, we just really don't know why. He doesn't have a criminal history. We don't know if any bullying or problems he had or any other prior violence. He seemed like a very good kid. And just this day, he had a knife and decided to stab somebody. Like, we don't know why. And we may never know why. We really may not know why he decided to do that. But that's fine. But at the end of the day, I think murder was the right call. He did threaten he would do something. So he brought the knife with the intent of doing something. Somebody harmed him, or he thought or perceived it. He did warn the guy to say, if you do touch me, watch what happens. Meaning that instead of him retreating, he knew that he would take that knife and stab him. So I think that's how they got to the murder charge. You know, manslaughter would have been if, and this is my thing. I know they say the jury's all white. So they're like, oh, they were going to convict this kid no matter what. But I think that it would have been manslaughter if him and the gentleman and him and Austin got into a fight, right? They were fighting and he pulled out the knife during the fight and stabbed them. I think they would have got him on manslaughter. I really think so, too, because the whole defense falls on why did he have the knife? There was no reason for the knife. I mean, the defense did nothing to actually make it make sense. There was no setup to why he had the knife. They didn't even mention why he brought the knife. Nothing. No setup, or he was bullied at school, so he wanted protection, or he heard. There was nothing that they said on why he brought the knife. It was like it was totally ignored. They argued about how long the knife was, more and if it was legal, rather than why he had it in the first place. They mentioned that. They did not mention that at all. And that seemed very weird to me. right? Now, regardless of everything, I think the boy's guilty. I think he maybe had a lapse of judgment, caught him on a bad day. I don't know, but he's guilty. He murdered that boy for no reason. There was no reason for it. Just because somebody touches you don't give you right to stab somebody. You brought a knife, so you had some idea of maybe what you wanted to do with it, but there was no explanation of it. Then another thing that was funny to me. The kid brother, Austin's brother, didn't testify. His brother was right there. They had other people that were around, but the brother that was right there didn't testify. And you would think that they would have him testify, at least the prosecution, you know what I'm saying? But they didn't have him testify. And then Carmelo himself didn't testify. The trial lasted about a week, less than a week, I think. And it's done. For a case that was so, 2 years ago, was such a big thing. Then, if you notice, for 2 years, almost 2 years, it really was quiet. Like, you didn't hear anything. Videos didn't come out. Nothing. Just a whole bunch of speculation, but nothing. No video of somebody that was there. Not even video from people that were there of the aftermath. You know, usually you have people like whip out their phones, right? During the aftermath, but there was nothing. Nothing at all. We didn't see one video of the aftermath, at least. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody I was there to track meet, man. Somebody got stabbed. You know, nothing. We saw nothing. It was like video silence. And then they showed the video in court, but the video never leaked online. Never. Not one time. Now, I don't like to be conspiracy theory. Black men's mental health is not conspiracy theory or anything like that. Even though I do enjoy those conspiracy theory shows. But it's so weird that we got nothing from this. Like, there was a boy that got stabbed. Everybody has a cell phone. That one footage of just the aftermath. I mean, I get it, maybe of the actual stabbing or whatever. I get it. But there's no video of the aftermath. No body cam of the aftermath that's been leaked online. You know, maybe the body cams, you know, I get it. But somebody that was there was kids there. Not one kid had a camera out to just capture the ambulance or just people, you know, nothing. Not one thing. Then Carmelo didn't testify to defend himself, to say why I did it. Of course, maybe, you know, the defense was thinking like, man, the prosecution is going to tear him up. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? But at least to defend himself. You're fighting for your life. And you don't even say nothing. And then the brother, the prosecution didn't bring on the brother that was right there. They just had like a few witnesses go and talk. That was it. Now, I don't know why this is so weird to me. You know, it seems as if the Matrix ran out of data to make this seem real, because it seems very, very, really weird and fake. It doesn't seem real. It doesn't seem to make sense. You know, even in the worst case scenario of what we think happened or what we know to have happened, this random black boy that had a great upbringing, no issues, no problems that we know of. Because you know, if there was problems and issues, it would have been plastered everywhere. But no issues and problems, right? One day goes to a track meet with a knife and stabs a kid in the heart. And that was it. Like, no motivation, no buildup, no explanation, nothing. Just, I stabbed him because he touched me. He tried to push me out his tent. Now, you know, I have a 18-year-old myself and a 12-year-old, and I understand teenagers would do things that just make absolutely no goddamn sense. I get it. But this just really doesn't make any sense. You know, you have black people outraged trying to defend this boy for stabbing somebody, and nobody knows why. And self-defense is, if somebody touched me, I stabbed them. If somebody pushes me, I stab them. If they're bigger than me and they push me, I get to stab them. That is the explanation that black people are running around saying. And they're still saying things that never happened. I still see people post till today talking about, you know, he was bullied by these kids. You know what I'm saying? Or, yo, they don't, you know, oh, they were jumping him, they were whipping his ass, and he stabbed his self-defense. They're not saying that. You know, he had bruises on his face, and showing pictures of his face, and there's not a one bruise on his face. You know, all these scenarios that, like, have been debunked. But people are still trying to say that. Oh, he was getting his, that boy was getting his ass whipped. They just don't want to say it because Texas is white. Like, you don't think the parents would have came out with the statement that he was getting jumped by them? I mean, nothing. The parents are silent. They're collecting money. The Austins are all parents and are silent. And there's this media storm around this. It's just weird to me. It's completely weird to me. Now, and maybe I'm the crazy one for seeing this for what it is and not trying. It's not justifiable to stab somebody because they pushed you. That means everybody bully in every school deserves to get stabbed in the heart. Like, literally, that's what that's saying. It would have been bad if he would have got away with it. Because now the bar for bullying is set to, like, if you touch me or push me, I can stab you and kill you and get away with it. Now, don't get me wrong. I think bullies are horrible. I think bullies should get what's coming to them. You know, I was bullied when I was younger, so I understand the fear and all that. You, but I get it. I completely understand. But not at no time did I ever think I want to stab him and kill him. I wanted to hurt him. I wish he'd fall. But, like, I don't think it was in my heart to think I want you dead. Like, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, maybe I just don't remember it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't remember in my heart I wanted my bullies dead. You know? And this wasn't even a bully situation. He was in the wrong tent. He wasn't in the tent that he's supposed to be in. They told him to leave. Even if it said his friend brought him and it was, whatever. He stabbed him in the heart. But there was no explanation why he's at the track meet. There was no explanation why he had a knife. There was no explanation on nothing. The defense said nothing to explain anything. It just doesn't make sense. It's like the child with the young gentleman that got shot, right? And by the Asian man at the market, and the Asian man got off. That one person is explaining why this 14-year-old had a gun. Where the hell did he get a gun from? A loaded gun. Why did he have a gun? What was the point? What was going on that boy had a gun? But we see the parents crying. We see, oh, my son, oh, my God. But at the end of the day, nobody's saying anything on why these kids have weapons on them at these places. Then when bad shit happens to them, woe is dumb. Like, no accountability on everything. If that was my son, I would be held accountable for that. I would say, I would be public. I don't know why my son had a gun. We raised him right. Something. You know what I'm saying? But nothing. These parents are crying. Maybe their children are victims. But they don't want to talk about why their children have weapons on them. You know? At least tell me your son was bullied. And I'm not saying it's still right, but I get it, to protect yourself from bullies. Or, you know, something happened where I felt something, but they're not giving us any explanation, but they want us to cry. They want us to protest. They want us to donate money to, oh my God, they're victims. And at the end of the day, none of these situations, they're victims. As soon as you bring a weapon to any situation, you are no longer the victim. You open yourself up to be victim. You open yourself up to criminal activity and be in a situation that's going to make you look bad. Like, they really argued on whether the knife was legal to have. Like, if he had a gun and had a permit for the gun and he shoots the person because they touch him, at the end, it doesn't matter whether it's legal or not. He should have shot somebody that didn't have a gun because he pushed him. Well, I shot him because I feel for my life and my gun is legal. Then with the mentality of people, oh, well, all right, well, you know, since the gun's legal, he's good. Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm so confused by the prosecution and the defense. Like, maybe it was they thought the case, the prosecution thought the case was so solid, it was so clean cut that they didn't even have to dig that much. Maybe the defense knew, like, yo, we really don't have no defense on why this boy did it. Because at the end of the day, both sides, it looked like both of them didn't. They already knew he was guilty. They knew there was nothing they could do. The defense knew there ain't shit they could do to defend this boy for what he did. They didn't even try to lie. They even tried to come up with a scenario why he had a knife in school and nothing. They didn't even try. They just let it go. Like, am I the only one that sees it? Like I said, I feel bad for the boy. I really do. I feel he made a mistake that day that he's going to have to live with for the rest of his life. You know what I'm saying? Whether he gets life in prison, 20 years, 30 years, it doesn't matter. His life is gone. And he's only 19 and his life is already over. He's going to be in jail at least 20 years. Because in Texas, they have the right to from 5 years to life in prison. So the judge will decide. And maybe he'll be lenient. Maybe he'll be lenient on him. Maybe he'll give him, like, you know, 10 years and probation for the rest. I don't know. Because he's young. So he may say, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's young. So, you know, we'll let him go. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. Who knows? You know, maybe he'll luck out and you know what I'm saying? They'll let him go and they'll let him do, you know what I'm saying, 10 years or so. I don't know. I don't know. You know, but all I know is that the whole case is weird. But what's weirder is the black people out here defending this young man. Like, I'm not going to go. Some people are really harsh on the boy. They're like, oh, he's a murderer. Like, yes, he's a murderer. He is a murderer. He murdered that boy. For whatever reason he murdered him, he was wrong. But I really pray for him. You know, I pray that he finds some healing within himself. His family finds some peace. That people actually stop playing the race card and look at this for what it is. You know, the bare minimum, we should say this boy made a mistake. This boy made a mistake that's going to haunt him and follow him for the rest of his life. He made a mistake that for the rest of his life, he's going to have to pay for. I mean, we can get sympathy on that end. Like, damn, this young man fucked up and made a horrible mistake. I'm with that. I'm with that type of sympathy. Like, damn, you know, Austin's family, I feel for them too. You know, just it was a useless killing. It made no sense. This boy is going to, his whole life is done because of mistake of emotions or anger, whatever. It was a mistake. It was what he did. And he's going to have to live with that consequence for the rest of his life. That's sad. So I get sympathy on that end, but I don't get sympathy to say, oh, he was self-defense. And, you know, because you're saying that, because ultimately when you say that, you're saying that Austin, the white kid, deserved to die. I've heard people, you know, when you put your hands on people, that's what happens. Like, that's ignorant. Like, that's absolutely ignorant that you think that it is okay to murder somebody because they push you. You know, and it's funny. It's like in the, you know, but you know what? It's the black community. We're the people that at the end of the day, people have been murdered because they step on people's sneakers in the club. This is a true story. This is not even exaggerating. This is not urban myth or nothing. How many cases of people in the club step on shoes and they get murdered? I mean, shit, we're killing people because they're looking at us wrong. And we think that's justifiable. And I say that because I'm from the hood. And a lot of niggas, you look at the wrong way, you got a problem. You may not be making it home. But that's our culture, though. That's our culture. That's okay in our culture. Because, hey, you know what? You do wrong, I could murder you. That's what we do. And to sit here and say that this kid deserved to get murdered because he was, quote unquote, bullying him, he pushed him, he deserved murder. Even though the whole interaction, they said, lasted like less than 4 minutes. So in 4 minutes, he was the worst person in the world that deserved to die. That's what these black people were saying. Now, I don't like a lot of Asian hate. There's some Asians out there that kind of out of the box with what they're saying and shit. So I don't like that. But, you know, that's another subject. But at the end of the day, we look ignorant as a people that we're defending a murder when there's real innocent people out there that get railroaded by the government, stuff like that. And we're not giving that coverage. We're not out there protesting, you know, all these black women and black men that's been unjustly convicted or they're going through the system right now unjustly. We're not outside the courtroom advocating for them. We're not sending them a GoFund account. And they probably need it because they need money. But we're not raising, you know, $600,000, $700,000 for them. We're not doing that for them. No, we're going to do for the young man that just murdered somebody for no reason. We have no idea why. There's no real explanation why, but we put it in our heads as black people. Oh, it was self-defense. So at the end of the day, that boy deserved to die because no matter what. So what if he coughed on him, he deserved to die. If he said, yo, you know what I'm saying? Called him nigger, he deserved to die. I mean, seriously, where is the bar now? You deserve to die because black people, we have no value of life. Let's be real. We don't. We have no value of life because we murk ourselves. I'm more likely to get killed by a black person than a white, than any other culture. Like literally, I am more, most black people that get murdered are murdered by black people. They're not murdered by, you know what I'm saying, by other people. They're murdered by us. We're killing each other. We have the most in our race. We kill each other. We murder each other. At the end of the day, we would rather kill a black person and go up to a black person and act tough than go to a white person. Because how many people done wrong to black people and they live their life? Cops will murder a black person. White people will murder an innocent and all that. But no, we're the gangsters and realness for our people. They don't go after them. No, but let somebody on the outside, let somebody do something to us. We protested. We murder each other. Oh, it's fine. It's fine. It's cool. But somebody, oh, but let's protest. But they ain't going to do shit. They ain't going to murder them back. No. They going to protest. And then they're going to use these people as heroes like George Floyd and stuff like that. These people that are really messed up people, but then they use as a symbol of justice. That's what we do. We elevate people we're not supposed to. It's like Mrs. Miss Bryant. Fake doctor lady. We elevate that. We elevate our negativity, but we don't elevate our positivity. There's a lot of other black people that could use the coverage. There's a lot of other black people that could use the money or GoFund account. But nope, that's not important. We're going to support the murderer. Now, like I said, I even feel bad calling him a murderer. I really do. But that's what he is. He murdered that boy. But we're supportive. We're rallying behind him. They're talking about a boycott. Let's boycott. Like, what the fuck we boycott? What are we boycotting? We're boycotting support of young one college, one teenager murdering another. Let's boycott. Like, we make no fucking sense as a people. And it angers me how ignorant we are. Because, see, all that does is show the other races, the other cultures, how ignorant we are. And then the good ones like myself and people listening and all that, it's hard for us to go out there because now all they see is this negativity bullshit and they group us all together. Just like we do to them. We group them all together too. That's what people do with cultures. If I see so many of a culture doing something, I'm going to think that's them. Are there exceptions to the rule? There are always exceptions to the rules. But nobody moves like there's exception to the rule. Like, I can say there are good people in the hood, but am I going to go to the hood and think everybody's good? No, most of the people are fucked up, poor, struggling. They do whatever it takes to survive. Most people in the hood. So I'm not going to go there and say, well, there's about 20 people that are good. Hopefully I run into this person over here. They're the good one. No, the hood's fucked up. You got to watch out. You got to watch for yourself. So I'm going to move that way. I'm going to move as if the majority of people are against me. And that's what it is. So other cultures look at us and they look at TV and look at you acting a fool, saying dumb shit that don't make no goddamn sense. Talking about facts that are not even facts. Protesting on things that never happened. Defending people that you shouldn't have. Acting the fool, acting violent. And then so when they see a black person on the corner, they're automatically thinking to what they see. Because we promoted ourselves. So yeah, this bad look for us because every time we support something we should, it sets us back. Every time there's a young man now that is going to a meet or a young man that goes into a store, people are fearful because they know that the black community will not hold that person accountable. So they got to do it or they got to be fearful or move a different way because you know what? Nobody's going to hold that boy accountable. And that's unfortunate about our culture, about our community. Now, yeah, there are a lot of strange things that happen in the case, to be honest. I'm like kind of weird on both sides. And we could talk about that. Like we could dive into that and all of that. We could dive into politics and all that. But the problem is this. Wrong is wrong. And regardless of bullying being pushed or whatever, you whip out the knife and stab this kid in the heart. And like, was you aiming for the heart? Because if you think about it, if he was sitting down, his book bag was in his, he put his hand in his book bag. And let's say he was over him. He was bigger, they say. He aimed for his chest, not for his stomach to back off. Like, think about it. Oh, back off, right? If you don't want somebody to bother you, you whip out the knife. You'd be like, yo, back up, right? But no, he, in one motion, whipped it out, stabbed him. He went to stab him. He didn't go to threaten, like, get away, I got a knife. You know what I'm saying? He didn't do that. Like a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? People will have something to show people back up. Like, you know, if I got a gun, I'm going to whip out like, yo, back up. Right? If I think you trying to, you know what I'm saying, flex on me, you trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm whipping out my gun. I'm going to say back up. Because I'm going to shoot if you keep trying. And then you keep trying. All right, you all right. But Carmelo didn't do that. He didn't whip out the knife and say back up, leave me alone. No, he said, touch me again and see what I do. So his intentions wasn't to have them leave. His intentions was, I'm going to stab you if you touch me. To me, that's where the premeditated shit comes from. That's why he got murdered. Because if I got something right now, and you know I don't got nothing, right? But I'm tugging on it, and I say, yo, you touch me one more time, you about to see what happens. In my mind, at that point, I say, I'm going to kill you. I'm planning on killing you because I'm telling you right now, you touch me, I'm a murder you. I'm a murk you. Right there, that's premeditated to me. I don't know the law. like that. So maybe somebody's going to correct me. But to me, that's premeditated because you know what you're about to do. You know you're about to murder this person. They don't know. They don't know. You didn't tell them like, yo, I got a gun or I got a knife. So if you mess with me, I'm going to stab you. So leave me alone. And then if the guy's like, oh, word, fuck that. And they attacks you. Cool. That's self-defense because you told him, like, back up. But in one motion, all he said was touch me and see what happens. He knew he was going to stab. And then he aimed right for the heart. He didn't whip out the knife and be like, yo, back up. Yo, back up. No, he whipped it out and stabbed him in the heart. Like, hey, do you know the type of force you have to have to get to stab somebody in the heart? You know, you have a whole rib cage right there, right? Whole rib cage that you gotta actually break through, right? They don't talk about that, right? You gotta get the rib cage is there, so you got to have some type of force. Like, you didn't whip it out and then, like, he fell on or some shit. And then I get like, damn, you know what I'm saying? But you got to have some type of force to push that knife to get between a rib cage, your chest cage, to get to the heart. Now, I don't know anatomy like that. So maybe somebody could quote me. Maybe there's a sweet spot. I don't know where, you know, but from what I know, You got your lungs and all that. You got to get through that bone. So that you got to do some force. So he meant to stab him. And then threw the knife and ran. Now people say, oh, well, he didn't really want to do it. He admitted to it. Oh, I did it, blah, blah, blah. But at that point, what could he say? He did do it. What he was supposed to say? I didn't do it. I mean, come on. But the whole thing was weird to me. It was very weird. Like, I really want to understand why he did it. Like, I really do. I really want to understand why he would do that. And because it doesn't make sense. It was useless. It just make no sense. You know? And nobody's asking the right questions. Why did you have a knife? What did they do that you really felt your life was threatened? Because to murder somebody, to use a weapon, you thought your life was threatened. So you thought that this boy was going to kill you, that they were going to kill you at a track meet with teachers all around. You thought that they were going to kill you. And then it's not like you stabbed them in the leg and then it hit an artery and the artery bled out. Because, you know, if you stab somebody in the leg or stuff, I'm not trying to kill you, but it just happened at where I stabbed. But you aim for the chest to his heart. What did you think was going to happen when you stabbed somebody in the heart? And then instead of him doing it and saying, oh, shoot, I didn't mean to. I didn't even mean to stab you there. You know what I'm saying? I remember one time I was in. This is not equivalent, but this is just an example of, like, you know, I was sitting in front of a graduation rehearsal for high school or junior high. I forgot. Probably junior high. And I was sitting in front of a guy and I wanted to talk to him, right? So I wanted to yank his head towards me real cool, right? So I tend to do that. So I was like, yo, let me talk to you. So I grabbed his head and pulled it. But I think I pulled it a little bit too hard and I bumped his head on the chair. Yo, I was scared because this guy wasn't like one of these punk dudes out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was a cool dude. We were cool. But, like, you know what I'm saying? So when I did it, I was like, yo, oh my God, my bad. Yo, I apologize. It's not what I meant to do, man. I'm just trying to bring you close to talk. But, and I did try to do it aggressively to be cool, but I didn't mean for his head to hit the thing. I was apologetic because that's not what I meant to do. I didn't run or nothing. I was just like, oh, shoot, my bad, my bad. Oh, shoot, you all right, man? Yo, yo, my, oh, shit, my bad. Yo, I didn't even, yo, I was very apologetic because that's not what I meant it to do. I meant to be a little aggressive, though, but I didn't mean to do that. I really didn't mean to do that. Now, it's on me. I did it, but I didn't mean to. But that's how somebody reacts when they do something that they didn't mean to do. Like, if he didn't mean to stab this kid in the heart, you know what I'm saying? And once he took, oh my God, he would act like, oh shit, dude, yo, you are right. Oh my shit. Yo, teacher, you would react differently because you didn't mean to do that. But you meant to do it because after you did it, instead of staying there, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? You are right. I didn't mean to stab you. Like, I just meant you to get off. No, you ran and threw the knife. Why would you do that if you didn't mean to stab him? Where do you think he was going? So there's a lot about this thing that's really, really, I want some answers. But we may never get answers, and that's fine. That's life. But we have to understand that at the end of the day, as a community, we have to be real with ourselves and have the same standards that across the board. This boy murdered another boy. Forget color. Because I guarantee if it was two white boys, everybody would be against the stab. Oh, see, stab. That's it. Or it's two black boys. Everybody be against this. Everybody. But because it's color, people wanna use it. The media want it. It's a good story. People wanna jump on causes that don't make no sense. So it's a tragic. It's tragic because they're using and weaponizing this situation for their own personal ideas or beliefs. But let's be real. I'm going to close out with this. If you take black and white out of it, and you look at the exact facts, there is no other conclusion that the jury could have came to. Whether the jury was all white or black, mixed, there is no other conclusion because you don't have anything that supports self-defense. You have nothing that supports why he has a knife. And you have nothing that supports that he feared for his life. Nothing supports it. All right, people, I appreciate y'all for indulging me in this special Black Men's Mental Health talking about Carmelo Anthony and his guilty verdict. I appreciate y'all. Keep checking me out. Keep rocking with me. Until next time.